The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, this week, the Oireachtas Justice Committee heard that schools in Louth are struggling with students being groomed and used as drug mules. Fine Gael TD for Louth, Paula Butterley, told the committee about her visits to schools in her constituency before Christmas, where she heard about those difficulties. And Paula is on the line. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell me exactly what's happening in the schools and how do the teachers know that the kids are being abused in this way?
Well, Pat, you know, one of the best parts of my job is actually getting out into constituencies, in visiting these schools, which normally, despite any of the challenges teachers and students are facing, they're absolutely joyous visits. However, I visited three schools prior to Christmas where the teachers themselves had to highlight the issue of the fact that some of their children, right down to the age of seven, are coming into the classrooms high. Now, if that wasn't shocking enough, they then went on to tell me about incidents where the children are actually being used as mules and they're being groomed and by other children, well, technically teenagers, but we know that they're children, and it's absolutely shocking.
So what's to be done? I mean, clearly they come from dysfunctional homes if they're being groomed to be drugs mules or if they're taking drugs. I mean, who's responsible for this? I mean, should TUSLA be involved? Should the Department of Education truancy officers be involved? What's going on?
Well, I think we have to look at the situation within the homes. You're absolutely right. In a lot of cases, these homes, you know, the parents, the mothers in particular, because perhaps the fathers aren't present, they are afflicted by addiction themselves. The teachers have tried to intervene with the families, help them along, but, you know, they can't do everything and they shouldn't be expected to. In terms of TUSLA, absolutely, but I think it goes deeper than that. You know, I think we need to get all the services brought together to tackle this issue, because you've got teenagers grooming young children. These children think that these guys and girls are absolute heroes and they're cool, and we have to dispel that image. Now, on the solution front, we have a project there called the Greentown Project, which is in Limerick, and I brought that to Minister O'Callaghan before Christmas. It has had huge success in tackling the issue of child exploitation and criminal networks. I would like to see that rolled out in Drogheda. I would also like it rolled out at a national level, because whatever is happening in Drogheda is happening in other towns. I think the very fact, if it was shocking to me to know that children as young as 7 and 8 and 9 are being absolutely exploited, well, I'm sure it shocks everybody else to hear this. But I did attend a conference in Drogheda back in October, November, and the stats are quite frightening. Children as young as between the ages of 7 and 10 are now being used as child mules, and children as young as 10 to 12 are now being used to deal drugs. So we've, in our preventative actions in the past, we focused everything in youth diversion from the ages of 12 or 13 upwards. We now have to apply those schemes to younger, and it's a sad, sad reality. You know, but the solution, there's a solution there already. I'd like the minister to consider it and roll it out. We also have the Child Care Amendment Bill going through the Dáil at the moment. And one of the focuses there is putting all bodies on a statutory footing to share the information. So the guards and TUSLA and other statutory bodies are talking and sharing information. And I think that's very key, because this is top to bottom, but bottom to top. Let's get into those communities and really help the people, because there are fabulous communities. Great groups in there. We've the Connect Community Group in Drogheda, the Red Door Project in Drogheda, but they always need more resources to be able to assist these families.
All right, Paula. Look, thank you very much for joining us. It's extraordinary. Kids as young as 7 or 8 being used as drug mules, and you know, not being able to prevent this happening with those kids who idolise the glamour, as they perceive it, of the members of the drugs gangs. All right.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.